Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 55, Anime Episode 47. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 47?
The title of Episode 47 is You've Been Waiting for It. The Return of Captain Buggy. And so we start with Buggy on the deck of that heart-shaped ship. He's searching the ocean with binoculars, and the mystery woman that he's met wants to know what he's looking for. And Buggy's wondering what became of his crew. And we flash back to the day that Buggy was defeated by Luffy. And in the chaos that followed, Buggy's crew were driven off of that from that village and retreated to their ship. But all they had of Buggy were his middle parts, his legs and arms and body. And ever since, the crew have wondered what became of Buggy. Kabaji, the former chief of staff, the acrobat, he blames Zoro for all of this. While Moji, the beast tamer, he finds a blame with Nami. Meanwhile, on the Going Merry, the crew are lounging about. Luffy tells Zoro that he's going to catch cold from sleeping outside all the time. Zoro says he gets battle wounds, but he never gets sick. And Luffy observes that about himself, too. He says, oh, that's weird. I don't get headaches either. Nami sneezes and says someone must be thinking about her, which was odd to me. And I guess that must mean something like maybe that's a Japanese superstition. If you sneeze, that means someone's thinking about you. And she says coyly that, oh, it's hard being this beautiful. Usopp is making some kind of bomb again. He's mixing chemicals, and a big explosion of vapor engulfs the back of the ship and knocks him on his back. And one of Nami's maps drifts down onto his face, a map with a distinctive-looking island. And so then we crossfade from the map to the actual island, where a memorial for Captain Buggy wept over by his crew. They've placed his extra parts at its base, and everyone is crying. Even the big lion, Richie, is despondent. Kabaji dedicates himself to leading Buggy's crew, but Moji challenges that he should be the one to lead the crew. So a challenge of strength is called for, and a fighting ring is assembled, and the two challengers square off. Moji snares Kabaji with his whip, but Kabaji counters with Sideshow spinning on his unicycle, and he shouts, Yukimori Satsujin Jiken, or Steamy Murder Case. Spinning so fast that he creates a dust cloud, out of which he leaps high into the air and lands on Moji, and everyone watches in horror, even Richie, as the dust clears, revealing that the whip and the sword are both cut and shattered, but the men are still okay. And the men square off hand to hand, and countless blows are struck, but the two are evenly matched. And they just keep fighting and fighting, and the sun goes down, and the pirates are eating dinner, but Kabaji and Moji are still fighting. And night falls, and the pirates are now asleep, except for Moji and Kabaji, who are still fighting. And they're both super bruised up and swollen and battered, but neither intends to give up. And at last, they trade simultaneous blows that seem like they're going to knock each other out. While Richie, is now asleep, he dreams of being Captain Buggy aboard a lion-headed ship. And a sea monster rises up from a sea volcano, and brave Captain Richie sails forth to confront it. And in the dream, Richie defeats the sea monster and his crew shout his name. But back in the real world, the only creature awake to watch the challenge match is now an owl, who watches as Kabaji and Moji punch each other out. But then a shadow looms over them. It's Richie, who knocks their lights out. Daylight comes and the pirates cheer their new leader, Captain Richie. Then we hear a drum beat, a jungle drum, Enrici and his crew realize that they are now surrounded by the residents of this island, strange tribal warriors with spears, swords, and bows. They are the Kumati tribe, and they do not like intruders. Enrici roars, and he attacks, but he is soon defeated along with his men. Meanwhile, on the heart-shaped ship, Buggy is excited to spot his grand flashy flagship parked off the coast of that island, and soon we find Buggy and the female captain at Buggy's memorial, which she calls Dekai Haka, or Big Grave, although the overly sensitive clown thinks she said Dekai Hana, or Big Nose, and after some argument about that, they settle down, and Buggy finds both Moji and Kabaji lying in the dirt, all beat up. They are, of course, overjoyed to see him, but they cover up the fact that they were actually trying to fight to replace him as captain. And the mystery woman deduces that Buggy's crew were taken by the Kumati tribe, who turn out to be, cannibals. They are stewing Enrici and his crew in a big pot. And the Kumati say that they are great cooks, but they are puzzled by several remaining quote-unquote ingredients, which are the extra parts of Buggy the Clown. While they study the strange ingredients, we see Buggy mutter, "Bara, bara, bara," and his limbs start to reconnect together, then flying up into the sky, and they drop back down, and they're sort of reconnected into their proper places, into a headless, fitless, fistless, footless body that smashes the tribesman, smashing one so hard that he falls against the big pot and knocks it over and frees Enrici and the pirates. And atop a tall cliff, a mesa, stands Buggy with Kabaji, Moji, and the woman. And Buggy calls out a bunch more barabaras, and then flashy reassemble. And the parts all shoot up into the air, up to the mesa top, where Buggy is reassembled and shouts, "Revived!" And the pirates cry, "Captain Buggy!" And he calls out to Moji, who now sits atop a cannon. And he calls out, "Show them the buggy bombs and make it flashy!" And the cannon fires, and the tribesmen are blown apart. Buggy and his company descend from the mesa. Moji and Enrici are happily reunited. And Kabaji attacks on his unicycle with Shotogi Yukamura Sachujin Jiken, or Special Sideshow Steamy Murder Case. Enrici charges through the tribesmen with Moji, while Buggy uses his splitting powers to flashily defeat his attackers. Barabara kick! And barabara punch! And Buggy deploys knife blades from his boots. Barabara sembe, or rice cracker, that slices them all up. Or barabara festival! Or barabara carnival! All these attacks, and soon the tribesmen are defeated. And Buggy's men are overjoyed by their captain's return. Buggy is filled with emotion. He's very moved. But the memories well up of all the trials that he's been through, and then he shouts, "All because of that shitty straw hat guy!" And the men want to know the name of Buggy's lovely lady friend, and Buggy is embarrassed to realize that he never asked her his name, so he politely asks for her name, and she merely smiles and does not reveal her name. Soon, Buggy and his pirates are ready to set sail. The men ask what the captain's orders are now, and Buggy says, "Monkey D. Luffy's head. He wants his head." So they're ready to go. Meanwhile, on the Going Merry, the crew see the island of Logetown, their destination. And for Sanji, he thinks of all the restaurants and food to check out. And Zoro is thinking about new swords to get back his Santoryu. But for Luffy, who remembers what Nami told him, Logetown is the birthplace of Gold Roger, the place where he was executed, and Logetown is the next step to finding the One Piece. And they sail towards it. To be continued.
Who is Moji the Beast Tamer?
This is Moji the Beast Tamer. He is a member of Buggy the Clown's crew. He is currently wearing his blue jeans, his sort of fuzzy white vest, yellow scarf kind of thing around his sash, around his middle. Moji also has sort of, I don't know if it's a hat or if it's his hair, but he's got white fuzzy hair that matches his vest. He also has white shoes that have claws coming out of the toes, and his favorite weapon is a long whip.
Who is Kabaji the Acrobat?
This is Kabaji the Acrobat, the chief of staff for Buggy the Clown's pirate ship. Kabaji has black hair. He wears a blue and white checkered long coat, sleeveless. He wears white pants with a green sash. And he is an acrobat who loves to ride a unicycle into battle and wield a sword.
Who is Richie the Lion?
This is Richie the Lion, the lion who is typically the beast ridden by Moji. Although in this moment, we see him as Captain Richie. He wants to, at this moment, take control of the Buggy the Clown ship. But Richie is a big grayish-green lion with a huge mane of sort of pinkish fur. And currently he is also... No, he's not currently wearing any of that costume from his dream, where he did have a dream where he was wearing a pirate captain's costume. But in this, he is just in his normal lion mode.
Who is Buggy the Clown?
In the center of the frame, we see Buggy the Clown reconstituted. Earlier in the episode, he was all in bits, but he has been reassembled and revived, as he says. Buggy is a pirate who is a clown, and he wears, in addition to his clownish kind of face, he has a big orange cape that he wears around his shoulders with a matching orange pirate hat with tassels, and he has shoulder ornaments of green. He wears green pants, red striped socks, and big pirate boots, and he has white gloves, almost cartoonish white gloves, and he's a very colorful character.
What was the setting in this episode?
We had a number of settings in this episode. We're on a number of different ships. We spent time on the Going Merry, on Buggy the Clown's flashy ship, on the heart-shaped ship captained by our new mystery woman. We were also on an island that was the home of the Kumati tribe of cannibals. So we were in the jungle area of that. We were also on top of a cliff, a mesa, overlooking the jungle. And there were some flashbacks to places like the village where Luffy defeated Buggy. There were several quick flashbacks to that. And then at the very end, we could only see it in the distance, but in the very end, out on the ocean, we could see the island of Loguetown.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Well, we had some special moves during the combat between Kabaji and Moji. Kabaji performed a move with his unicycle called Yukimori Satsujin Jiken, or Steamy Murder Case was the translation provided. And that one, he created a dust cloud from spinning so fast and then jumped up high into the air and landed hard on Moji. We also had, in terms of named attacks, there was a lot of barabara when Buggy was going through the process of ordering his parts to reassemble. So he repeated that under his breath quite a few times until everything reconnected. He ended it with bara 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 flashy reassemble. There was also another attack from Kabaji on his unicycle when he joined forces with Buggy. Shotogi Yukimori Sachujin Chiken, which be special sideshow steamy murder case. There was also a number of attacks from Buggy, bada bada kick, bada bada punch. At one point, Buggy deployed knife blades from his boots, and that was bara bara sembe, or rice cracker was the translation provided. And then two that I didn't really know what they were that was happening. They didn't have a translation for it, but they were bara bara festival and bara bara carnival.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Yeah, it was a pretty funny episode. Buggy is all back together, so we'll see what havoc he wreaks and hopefully find out what the identity of the mystery woman is and why she cares so much about hunting down Monkey D. Luffy.
Aha, very good. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 47. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!